Witness history being made now because we know what oppressors will attempt to do later. We already know our history books have been manipulated, fabricated, controlled, and erased when it comes to the histories of oppression, including the enslavement of Black folks and the history of genocide of Indigenous folks. Most of us learned incomplete and incorrect history in our literal textbooks, the books that are supposed to teach us what is true. But what's different now is most people know that we haven't been taught the truth. We know there are people who outright lie about Indigenous genocide. I mean, how can you even be claiming you own land, you develop land, unless you are in complete denial? We also know there are Holocaust deniers. Japanese colonizers deny the history of sexual enslavement across Asia. We know empires revise history of imperialism, colonization, and religious wars to make them seem benevolent, saving the uncivilized. We've all heard that language because that is exactly the language that they use, and they've used for decades, centuries since the beginning of colonization. Oppressors will claim they're defending the people. So first they'll try to edit history, then they'll try to deny it. For example, burning and banning books. Then we will have those who silently change their stance. Then they will get louder and claim they always supported the liberation of the oppressed, that they always supported Palestinian freedom. We already know they're going to change their stance because it has happened many, many times before. We know there are white people who, after the fact, switch their stories about marching with the civil rights movement. And after that switching of stance, messages of liberation will get co-opted. That this is the land of the free, founded under religious freedom. When in fact, the US empire is the land of the enslaved and the oppressed, founded through the persecution of anyone that is different. Next, they will hide behind the ideas of diversity and the melting pot, which in reality espouses assimilation as the goal. No, the empire doesn't want our differences and variation. It wants us to obey, conform, and serve. And then the cycle reboots with people who say it never happened. And of course, history will be erased, rewritten, and adopted in the voice of the oppressor, as it always has. But we can stop that. We have our voices. We each have tools, whether it's social media or organizing. We can each document, we can share, we can seek out news and truth ourselves. We can witness history ourselves right now because it is happening right now. Do not let oppressors make history or take history. They will try to edit, to lie, deny, change their stories, and co-opt ours. Hold the truth, seek the truth, speak the truth, share the truth. We, the people who take down empires, make history now.